Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS. .co.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I got to run to keep rolling, and I'm bound to keep on riding. I got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the midnight rider.
Chris,
yeah! Yes, sir! Yes, sir! 12:02 on the fan. McMonagle here with you for a 5-hour midnight ride as we take you to the warm-up show at 5 a.m. We still have Paul Rosenberg on the other side, messing with the volume. Fliegelman be stepping in a minute. And we're taking your calls at 888-808-1019 on this Tuesday morning. We'll get to the baseball and how everyone's seen. Listen, I've been arguing with everybody. So open invitation to argue with me about Boone and the ills of the New York Yankees. It seems to be a discussion. What's the problem with the Yankees that they can't win a series against the Boston Red Sox? We'll get to the Mets. I'll revisit the conversation about Pete Alonso because I think it's worth having right now. What should the Mets do? Here we go. Hold on. Thank you, Paul. I love how you make it about yourself. Have a great day. he's just excited. There was hockey played and there were fights. So he's just all beside himself as the Panthers take it 2-1.
Paul Rosenberg is our Josh Hart at the station.
How about that? How much did you pay to get that said? Huh?
I saw Gallo this morning. If I knew he had said that, I might have knocked him out.
I know.
We can't have something like record.
Are you kidding me? Got him to say, you know, the Josh Hart of the station, so contrived and obvious. It's ridiculous.
Like, are we talking Pacers series, yeah. Josh Hart?
Probably. 888-808-1019. All right, enough fun. We'll get to the Pete Alonso conversation. We'll get to the Yankee baseball. But I want to start with the New York Knicks. Yesterday, we did a lot of baseball. We didn't get a chance to really delve in to the different angles of what's going on. And then there was more news today, kind of, as another report has come out, that there is at least mutual interest in Jason Kidd becoming the next head coach of the New York Knicks. And, you know, when Jason Kidd's name was first brought up, it's not that I didn't like it. I'll be totally honest with you. As we look through the landscape of possibilities of the head coach, the next head coach of the New York Knicks, I got to be honest, Jason Kidd intrigues me as much as anyone. I'll be totally honest with you, as much as anyone. I heard Craig today on the fan with the midday show. I mean, it's not like we work together, Craig. You give me a call at any time and join the show, but he likes going on with Sal and BT. That's fine. I'm not hurt about it at all. It doesn't bother me at all. It's not a problem whatsoever.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota. Let's go places.
But he's telling you Danny Hurley would be his choice. I don't know if I see it that way. Obviously, incredible college basketball coach, two championships, local here with UConn. I just don't view him as an NBA head coach, right? We go through all the different guys. Jason Kidd, we can if you want it, 888-808-1009. Jason Kidd is as good a candidate for this job. I believe he's worked with Brunson. He's as smart an NBA player on the floor as, you know, I've ever seen, quite honestly. He saw the game differently than a lot of NBA players. He was one step ahead. He was an incredible point guard, an incredible floor general, and someone who has done a good job as a head coach. He had his issues with Brooklyn. He moves on to Milwaukee. He built it up to a certain level. He leaves. They win a championship, which scares me specifically because this is our problem with Tibbs. And then in Dallas now, he takes them to an NBA Finals. He ends up losing, but he does take them to an NBA Finals. He gets his ass kicked by the Boston Celtics. But still, I think he's a good head coach. I think he's a very smart basketball man. And I understand and I'm glad to hear that he is interested in the Knick job, because that's part of it too. I'm not sure what the interest level is in this job. Off of the Tib firing, off of the infighting, off of the news that the owner, or at least the reports, and we'll get to that in just a second here, the reports that the owner is behind the firing of Tibbs, that he's back to his meddling ways that have sort of been away from this organization since Phil Jackson. Since that hiring, it's felt like James Dolan has taken a much more of a bird's eye view, a much more of a fly on the wall type leadership from the owner position over the last couple of years. And now, obviously, with this report that he's running the exit meetings, that he's asking the questions, that Leon Rose is sitting there in sort of a just sit and watch type role while the exit meetings are led by the owner, James Dolan. And then because of what happened and what is said in those meetings, that because there's a unnamed player many people believe, including our guy Duncan, many people believe it's Mikal Bridges, who refused to play for him after the, you know, comments he had middle of the season about the minutes and the bench minutes and his minutes and everything that went with those comments. So it's players not wanting to play for him. It's the owner running it. It's now a championship mandate because they just got to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years. I was curious how many people would view this job. And I understand right now with Dallas, yeah, they've got the first pick, but Nico Harrison, I mean, and that franchise has been in upheaval since that trade was made. Since Luka Doncic was traded, it feels like that whole situation is completely up in the air. And the idea that Jason Kidd might be willing to get out and come coach the Knicks is a little bit reassuring into what's going on and how they're viewed around the league. But ultimately, I still am very concerned about the plan for this New York team, because I'll tell you that I am intrigued by Jason Kidd, that I think he has a chance to be a good head coach. But in no means is he a slam dunk. We still haven't even gotten word that they have reached out to Dallas yet to ask for permission. We don't know if Dallas is going to ask it. Then even if they do, say there's mutual interest, they have to agree on a contract and the Knicks have to agree on a trade value to acquire him from Dallas and bring him to the New York Knicks. That's a lot that needs to happen. And right now it feels like, despite, you know, feeling like they've had this plan and you wouldn't fire Tibbs without a plan, it's very much relying on a third party, let alone whether or not Kidd wants to be the next head coach. And maybe they've had this in mind and have, you know, through back channels talked to Jason Kidd and they have it in their, you know, good authority that he'd be willing to take the job. But still, it just feels like it's a tough ask to be your first option, which would cloud any other option that they end up going to secondary of this, which is what scares me mainly, because I do believe that Johnny Bryant is the most likely candidate to be the head coach of this team. And it scares me that when they present him to us, we're not all going to be thinking he is your at least second choice. You're giving a young coach who's never been a head coach in this league, you are bringing him into this situation with this dysfunction that has now reemerged from a franchise that it's always, always under the surface and is now the plates have broken and the dysfunction is back to, you know, coming up through the ground. You've got a championship mandate. You've got a roster that hated the last coach and is now been proven that if they go to ownership with complaints, they can get what they want, which is another scary angle of the idea that the owner was behind this. A head coach that's being hired by whom exactly? Is this Leon Rose's pick? Is this the owner wants Jason Kidd and wants to make a splash? Like, that's the other thing with this report. As much as I'm intrigued by Jason Kidd, it's a lot. And are we back to just chasing? That's what scares me about it, too. Are we chasing? And does the chase indicate that it's the owner looking to make a splash? Because Leon Rose, believe it or not, has kind of, and I say that sarcastically, is kind of working in silence. I don't know if you've noticed it, but Leon Rose doesn't give a damn about splashes. Everything he's done has kind of been in silence, whether it's not ever speaking up and getting in front of a microphone and actually addressing the media or the fan base, whether it's every move, let's be totally honest. Brunson was a signing that, you know, you saw it coming down the pike. They made some moves to clear money, and you knew the connection of Brunson, but the trade for OG Anunoby comes out of nowhere. The trade for Josh Hart comes out of nowhere. The trade for Karl Anthony Towns comes out of nowhere. Anybody that there was any talk about, whether it be the brief talk about Embiid or any other, like, that is not where the Knicks have went. The Knicks have moved in silence under Leon Rose. And now they fire his friend. I know Craig is reporting that their relationship is strained. I'll take Craig at his word. I know he's got connections with the Garden. I don't know that to be true, but let's just go on it for a second. But still, they worked together. They was, you know, he was his agent. He hired him. He gave him an extension less than a year ago. And now he's fired. Reports are the owner spearheaded it. And now it feels like they're out there chasing. They're chasing a coach they'll have to trade for. They're chasing that coach because they're chasing a superstar in Giannis and his relationship with Giannis. Like, it just feels like we're out here making a splash, firing a coach that brought stability and success to this franchise that we've never seen before. He goes, there's no real plan. We're chasing guys under contracts in hopes of chasing superstars under contract. And it's just, here we are again with the same crap that we went through for years, whether it's chasing LeBron James or chasing superstars. Nobody wants to come here. Every superstar wants to come here, kick the Knicks' ass, and then talk about the Mecca and the building and everything, but they never want to join the New York Knicks. And now we're banking on the fact that maybe with the coach and the success they've built up already, that Giannis is going to force his way out of Milwaukee and into the hands of the Knicks because he likes Jason Kidd. Never mind the fact that who knows what Milwaukee wants and whether or not the Knicks have any sort of other... What are they going to trade for, Cat? Is that the plan for Milwaukee? Get rid of Giannis and build around Karl Anthony Towns? Like, they don't have the draft pick. They don't have the assets. I don't know how this works. None of it seems to work. And the idea that the owner is behind it all, which is now the new report, scares the hell out of me. And I'll be honest, I don't even know. Like, it makes sense, there's no doubt. And I've said this to all the people who've called up, and people have called up and said, this is the owner, it's got to be the owner, it's got to be the owner. And I've pushed back on it. And it's not necessarily because I thought there's no way it's the owner. It's that we're just going based on we don't trust the decisions or it seems dysfunctional. And so anytime you go in that route, anytime a decision's made that we don't know if that makes sense or it's going in a certain direction, we just say, well, it's not Leon Rose. He's been so smart. It must be the idiot in the room, and we all deem that to be the owner. So therefore, you know, vis-a-vis escargot. I know it's not escargot. It's a joke. Watch The Matrix. Because of that, we just assume it's the owner. But now that the reports are out there, I got to tell you, I still have a problem with it in many ways. Because there's no doubt it lines up. A lot of the things we're seeing now, a lot of the decisions that are being made, I just talked about the chase angle, the superstar angle, that screams Jason Dolan and not Leon Rose. I'll be totally honest with you. But at the same time, I have a real problem thinking that Leon Rose, who came here, and as much as maybe the owner doesn't like Thibodeau, as much as the owner heard all the exit meetings from players that, by the way, they're trying to trade, apparently. But as much as that's the possibility, Leon Rose has brought a level of winning. I am pretty sure that this owner is aware of where this franchise was before Leon Rose got here. I think this owner is pretty well aware of what the fan base thought, of what the NBA world thought, and how dysfunctional it all was, even hiring Phil Jackson, on where this franchise was before Leon Rose got here. And Leon Rose isn't an upstart young executive in this sport trying to just make a name for himself. This was a super agent who's got a ton of money, has come here and done an incredible job, and I really find it hard to believe that this owner is going to tell him what to do, and Leon Rose is just going to say, okay. Like, part of me thinks, even if the owner spearheaded it, there's no way Leon Rose did not approve the firing of Thibodeau. Even if the owner wants to make a splash, there's no way they're going this far down the road with Jason Kidd without Leon Rose being a part of it or believing in it. Like, I still find it hard to believe that Leon Rose came here to run the Knicks, walked into the building, immediately turned it around like no other executive has done in 30 years for James Dolan. And that he's just going to sit there and go, I don't want to fire Tibbs, but the owner said I have to. I don't really want to go after Kidd. I want to hire Johnny Bryant, but the owner says I have to. Like, I just don't think Leon Rose would sit by and allow him to be a figurehead in an organization and allow the same man who ruined the franchise for 20-plus years to tell him what to do. I just have a hard time understanding that. I have a hard time accepting Leon Rose is just allowing James Dolan to make all these decisions. I think he believed in firing Thibodeau. I think he believes in going to get Jason Kidd. And that's all good and well. And again, we can go through all the different candidates. I think Jason Kidd, for all the ones that are plausible, all the ones that are realistic, all the names that have been discussed, I mean, Jason Kidd is as good a name as any. And I would be excited as a Knick fan. I still think Tibbs was a mistake, and I'd rather have Tibbs run the team. But if you bring Jason Kidd to this team, it's not going to be very hard to convince me that they got an excellent head coach, a coach who just took a Dallas team to the NBA Finals, a coach who is as good a player at the point guard position as we've seen in the last 20-plus years, and as smart and cerebral a player on the floor as we've seen in a long time, a guy who has a relationship with Brunson, and a guy who I would think has a relationship of stars wanting to come play for, which clearly was an issue with Tibbs. So we'll see what happens. I'm glad that he's interested because it does speak to the level, in my mind, of the perception of this job around the league. Because if Jason Kidd's interested in it, he could very easily say, I'm not interested. He's currently coaching a team that does have two superstars. Now, they're both a little bit older, and they both have injury history. But he's got two superstars on this team, and he's got the first pick in the NBA draft. And he's in a place where anything goes wrong, the GM is blamed. He's getting a free ride right now in Dallas. After that trade, Nico Harrison is public enemy number one, and if anything happens, he is to blame. Any lack of success, any failures with this group, anything that happens, Jason Kidd's sitting pretty as someone who, well, what do you want me to do? Nico Harrison blew up the freaking team. What am I supposed to do? And everyone will go, he's right. He's right. But if he comes to New York and he replaces Tibbs and he wins with a roster that right now a lot of us, including Leon Rose, doesn't know or doesn't think is good enough to get to an NBA Finals or win a championship because they were looking to trade for KD mid-season, that's not an easy job. That's not a Jason Kidd walks right into the fire. And then plus you get the idea that there's dysfunction and the owner is making these decisions. I don't care how good a relationship you have with the owner or perceived relationship you have with the owner. Nobody wants to go step into a situation where you have to make it to the NBA Finals just to justify your job. You've got a roster of players who they're looking to change. You got a roster of players who know they can go to the owner with any complaints. I mean, and you've got a rabid fan base that is wondering whether or not this franchise is being run dysfunctional again after 20 years of losing was erased over the last 5 years, and now we're all concerned about the future of the team. This is a tough spot to step into, whether you're Jason Kidd, whether you're Jay Wright, whether you're Eric Spoelstra, Danny Hurley, or Johnny Bryant. This is a very difficult spot to come in. And the idea there's mutual interest with Jason Kidd makes me feel a little bit better about the perception of this job, the perception of the Knicks, and where they're going. But they still have to go out there and make a trade. They still have to even go out there and ask to make a trade. And if it doesn't come to fruition, the one thing that scares me about chasing Jason Kidd is if you don't catch him, what's the next option? And if it is Johnny Bryant or someone who doesn't have the resume even close to Jason Kidd, you can't stand there and tell me, well, we've been following Johnny Bryant for a long time. He was in our organization. We think he's an excellent head coach. We've been targeting this guy from the beginning. We think he's the future great head coach in the NBA, and we're thrilled that he's going to lead us into the next era of Knicks basketball. First question. Yeah, I got one. Well, then why the hell did you try and trade for Jason Kidd? It's going to be a hard sell. You're showing interest. He's showing interest. Now you got to go get it done. Otherwise, whoever they hire is stepping into an even harder situation as the number two choice. And I fear that's going to be a coach without any experience. 888-808-1019. Let's talk a little Knicks to get us started on this five-hour midnight ride. We will get to the baseball as neither team had a game yesterday. Both will start new series today. I think there's a conversation going around about what's the problem with the Yankees. I mean, they did lose 2 out of 3 against Boston. What the hell is wrong with them? And again, open discussion. I don't often do this, but I got to tell you. Well, I mean, I know you're going to laugh when I say I don't often do this because I am the Yankee Boone Cashman shill. But I don't often open invitations just to argue with me about Aaron Boone. But I got to tell you, the reaction to Aaron Boone's decision-making in this series against Boston, when every single pitcher he brought in sucked, has really annoyed me more than any other time. Game one of the World Series, I didn't feel as strongly as everybody else that you couldn't go to Nestor Cortez. I didn't feel as strongly, but clearly, it is without question a reasonable discussion and a reasonable criticism that he didn't go to Tim Hill. He's had many reasonable criticisms over the years. This weekend is absolutely nuts, and I'm constantly arguing with people. So open discussion on Aaron Boone as we get through the show, and then what does a contract for Pete Alonso look like moving forward, and is it something that you want to try to address right now if you're the Mets, and if you're Pete, if you want to be a Met moving forward, because free agency this year is going to look dramatically different than free agency last year for Pete Alonso. And I'm still mulling over the idea of how David Stearns feels about keeping Pete Alonso on this roster long-term despite the amazing MVP-type season he is currently undertaking and having at the moment.